Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl, and we're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. I'm sorry y'all, I can't help but laugh. I'm laughing at what inspired today's episode, but before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 499 documented episodes, and I really appreciate that. So y'all know I was talking about haters 2 days ago. We're going to keep it going. And it was so funny because I saw a thing that my homegirl posted. Shout out to Candy from Decatur, representing CHAP. But she posted something. She posted something on her story, and I thought it was so funny. I had to talk about it. So it said, gossiping about me knowing your life ain't up to par is wild. And baby, when I say, oh man, that's still funny to me, even a day later. I was screaming laughing when I seen it. Whoever star Nalelli is, shout out to you, boo friend. Thank you for putting that wonderful thought into the universe, because it gave me a good laugh. It tickled me down to my soul, okay? Star Nalelli on, this looks like, Facebook or Twitter? I think it's Twitter, though. No, I think it's Facebook. Either way it goes. Shout out to Star Nalelli. She said, gossiping about me, knowing your life ain't up to par is wild. And she's right. Star Nalelli is right. Why do we, and I always say we, because I'm never above my own advice. Why do we gossip about other people knowing that we're not really up to par? Like, who are we to really speak on other people's lives as if we really are in a position to talk down on others? And I talked about this before. I did an episode during the initial podcast marathon, which we have still continued to go on with. And we're on the longest streak ever in this 7.5 year history, which is a blessing. But I was talking about the importance of not getting too grand, right? Am I saying being perfect? No, because it's impossible, okay? I'm just saying be solid. And if you are out here gossiping about other people, knowing that somebody could easily gossip about you, what is you really doing? Honestly speaking, why gossip about somebody else knowing that it's probably somebody that could do the same to you? And if you don't care, fine. Just understand it's very much a possibility that you could be the very person that other people are talking about. That's some hateration, okay? That's hateration. That's self-aware hateration if you know better, but it's still hateration regardless. And I challenge everyone, because y'all know I love me a good challenge. I challenge everybody this weekend, before you gossip about somebody else, assess your life first and determine if you really in a position to speak other people's lives. And to be honest, even if you are where you want to be, you still don't have the right. I mean, you could do what you want to do, but like, if somebody wanted to check you on that, they wouldn't be wrong. Because some things are just not necessary. Speaking on other people's lives like that, especially when they're not harming you or harming nobody else, it's not really our place to say. So if you feel like you want to say it, fine, but don't get mad when somebody check you. But the problem with that is we can't control other humans. So sometimes people will check you through words or check you through other ways. And since you can't control that, I suggest, as the homegirl who loves you, wants to see you win, moving as if you're prepared for any and everything. Because when folks are feeling a way, you never don't. That's one thing I've learned about humans on this thing called life. And that's what I've learned about myself on this thing called life. Sometimes I done been unpredictable, okay? Sometimes you come across the right one on the wrong day or the wrong one on the right day, okay? So again, as a homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, I would like for you not to get involved in any mess. As my granny say, don't borrow trouble, boo friend. Do not borrow trouble. If you know you got some things to work on in your life, the challenge is not to say nothing. Assess your life first. And if you know you got some things to work on that you wouldn't want nobody gossiping about in your life, don't even say nothing. You might have your thoughts. You're free to have your thoughts, you know. But instead of putting it out there into the universe and crystallizing it for somebody else to hear and potentially tell someone else, just go ahead and put that energy on working towards what you got going on, okay? So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. Don't forget to sign up for the email list. Email list, email list. Please sign up. And I've been very vocal about asking for what I would like. If you really are down with a team, you down with the clique, as we used to say in high school, you down with the clique. But no, in all seriousness though, I really would like, as my birthday is about to come up, I'm about to start asking a lot, okay? I'm one of them ones, when it's my birthday, I like to ask exactly for what I want. And what I want this year is I want for my boo friends to show up and show out and to support me in ways that I may not have really been consistent with asking for over the last few months, sometimes for certain things, over the last few years on certain things, I'm just getting very, very vocal about what I need from folks, honestly. And that's not even just in my, you know, not just with homegirl, that's just in regular life. I mean, I've always been the type to speak up about what I want off mic. So if you know, you know. But I really want to get into that practice while I'm on mic as well. So please sign up for the email list. I would love if you would do so. I clearly have been anti-social media, but I've been very aware of how social media gets down. I've never trusted having my entire life or my entire boyfriend, my boyfriend circle on the social media apps. I just never liked that. I've always felt like it's only one bad decision away. And it's not even a decision that I would make. It would be a glitch or an error, which I've seen happen. And I just don't like that. So if you are listening to the podcast and you like what you are hearing, please sign up for the email list. I would greatly appreciate that. You can click the second link in my show notes and tap in. And I will also send you a Pisces self-care season checklist so that you can continue to stay on top of taking care of you for the next 12 days. No, the 9th? Nope. Well, no, let me check my chart and see. When does Aries season start this year? Because I know some cusp babies sometimes are born on the 20th and sometimes born on the 21st, depending on where they are. One moment. Let's check the Astro Gold, which is my favorite app, to see when Aries season starts. Let me see. Ah, there we go. Ooh, okay. Oh, all right. So it's giving March 20th. So yeah, you got 11 days to take advantage of those items on the self-care checklist to at least do these things with the energy of the Piscean fish, okay? Those were self-care items that were made specifically with the Piscean in mind and how to do things in a more Piscean way. You can do them anytime. It just would be cool to do it during Pisces season. So I just want to provide something cool for you all to take in for signing up. I would appreciate it. So with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all tomorrow for episode 500. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited. 500 of them things. But I don't want to celebrate too early yet because I have to wait until Sunday to do so. So with that being said, this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. Don't forget to sign up for my email list, pretty please and thank you. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.